morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, March 19th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. As the price of fuel continues to climb, travelers and businesses are feeling the pinch. Some states are seeing much higher prices than others, as the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports.
The national average for a gallon of gas is $3.85, up 25 cents from a week ago. But in Nevada and Arizona, drivers are paying much more, $4.62 and $4.46, respectively. Many Mountain West states are in line with the national average, while Utah and Wyoming are paying less. That's according to Gas Buddy. The war in Iran is exacerbating prices. A Trump administration plan to release 172 million barrels from its reserves to ease prices will likely be minimal, says Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis.
While the size of amount of oil sounds significant, it still pales in comparison to what that 20 million a barrel a day blockage adds up to over time via the Strait of Hormuz.
Consumers will also feel the pinch in other ways as diesel gas prices hit record levels. Expect prices for goods ranging from groceries to electronics to rise due to increasing distribution costs. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
Yellowstone National Park saw almost 4.8 million visitors in 2025. That's a little more than the number of visitors that showed up the year before, but it doesn't beat the record-breaking number of visitors back in 2021. However, in the last 3 years, the number of visitors has climbed steadily. This year, international visitors will have to pay $100 per person to enter national parks, $20 more than before. Yellowstone reported that in 2024, nearly 15% of its visitors were from outside of the country, which was down from 30% 6 years ago. Meanwhile, roads to Yellowstone are still closed, except for the north and northeast entrances from Gardner and Cook City. The west entrance from West Yellowstone opens on April 17th, depending on weather. Both entrances in Wyoming will open in May. There have been record high temperatures in Wyoming this week, and many of us are getting outside, including creepy crawly critters. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan has more.
Normally, people think of ticks as an April or May issue, but McKenna Smith, the expert on ticks in Wyoming, says the little blood-sucking parasites can show up much earlier.
Pretty much as soon as the snow recedes, if the snow fell at all, or the average temperatures above like 50 degrees Fahrenheit, ticks are going to come out.
And they're more than just creepy little guys. Ticks can carry serious diseases for humans and pets. In Wyoming, tularemia and Colorado tick fever are more common. Symptoms are similar to the flu, but can be intermittent. And there's often a rash and joint aches. Visit a doctor if you're worried. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
Declining snowpack is affecting tribal agriculture and traditional food systems across the West. A new webinar series is helping indigenous communities adapt. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Daniel Spaulding has more.
Across the region, snowpack is below average heading into spring runoff. That has major implications for tribal producers who rely on snowmelt for irrigation, livestock, and traditional foods. The Native Resilience Project is a four-year effort to build resilience in tribal agriculture. This year, the project evolved to address the ongoing snow drought. Dr. Kyle Bosinski is a partner on the project and the director of climate extension at the Montana Climate Office.
It's going to be variable across communities, but I think the biggest takeaway is just that what we're seeing right now is, at least for the last 25 years, a historically low snowpack situation, and it's going to tax a lot of our systems.
The webinars cover snow conditions, drought assistance programs, drought planning, and new pathways for tribes to directly request federal disaster declarations. There are three more webinars in the series, which ends in May. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Daniel Spaulding.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. High school athletes tied or broke several state records at the state indoor track meet. The Gillette News Record reports the girls' 55-meter dash was tied. The boys' 55-meter dash record was beaten. The girls' 4x200-meter relay and 4x400-meter relay records were smashed by not one, but both top two teams. And the girls' 4x800-meter relay record was set. During preliminaries, the boys' 55-meter hurdles record was just narrowly surpassed, and the girls' shot put throw landed 2 feet further than the previous record. Library patrons in Burns and Pine Bluffs now have an easier time accessing library resources when they need them. The Laramie County Library System has become the first in the state to implement self-service access. Patrons can use their library cards to enter the building from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week, even when staff aren't there. Regular staffed hours will continue. A University of Wyoming grad student has been selected for a national award. Kaylee Esgar was given the International District Energy Association's Patty Wilson Leadership Award. It names Esgar as an emerging leader in the district energy sector. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What treaty allowed for the establishment of Thermopolis? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, who was the University of Wyoming employee who assembled many of the American Heritage Center's collection? Jean Gressley was a University of Wyoming archivist who spent more than two decades assembling a large part of what became the American Heritage Center's expansive collections, including books, art, and assorted memorabilia. Heck, he even managed to acquire Jack Benny's violin. His tenure was not without controversy, though, culminating in a lengthy wrongful dismissal suit against the university. It's an interesting story and well worth checking out. Congratulations to Robert Driggs, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief. I hope you can get outside and enjoy today's unseasonably warm weather again, and join me again tomorrow.